And we're back on the Financial Safari. And as always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach in your area, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, based right there in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Kip, how are you doing yourself?
I'm doing fine. Now, let's jump right in with some email questions. Obviously, we can't get into too much detail with some of these questions because everyone's situation is different. If you need a detailed answer to any of your questions about planning for retirement, the number to call is 800-477-1135 to set up that initial consultation with John Kelly and get your questions answered. But let's see if we can't at least point some of these folks in the right direction to start them on that path. Let's start with Dwight in Calumet City. Dwight says, what's your general opinion of investing in real estate as a way to generate retirement income for myself down the road? I'm only 5 years away from retirement, but I have enough income that I could buy a couple of small properties and have them paid off before I retire if I set my mind to it. So what are your thoughts on real estate as a way of generating retirement income?
Well, Dwight, real estate, I think, is always a great thing to have as part of your portfolio, if you are in the right mindset for it. I mean, keep in mind, having real estate is a little bit different than having money in a bank in a CD or an annuity or even money in the market. I mean, somebody else is usually doing that for you, managing it for you, whether it's a bank, you know, whether it's a broker. You know, keep in mind, real estate, generally speaking, you're the person that's hands-on. I mean, there's absolutely nothing, in my opinion, wrong with having a part of your portfolio. If you don't mind dealing with tenants, I mean, there are some positives and there's some negatives. Positives is, I mean, obviously it does. If you have the right tenant, it can be great cash flow. You also get the tax write-off that comes with the interest you're paying on the mortgage, you know, things like that. But keep in mind, there's also the negative part where, you know, if these people do not pay rent for you, you know, you got the legal fees involved with getting them out of there. People call you in the middle of the night saying their furnace is out. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different avenue having money in real estate. So generally speaking, I think it's pretty much a young man's game. I don't necessarily, if you've never done it before, which it sounds like from reading your question here, it doesn't seem like you've done it before. So I would definitely do my due diligence. Obviously, I would probably look into getting a property manager or having a company manage it for you if you're going to do that, especially if you're not a hands-on person like I said, fixing furnaces in the middle of the night or an air conditioner goes out or just things that go along with tenants. I mean, even not paying the rent. It's great having the cash flow coming in. I mean, it's always nice generally if you have a great tenant. I mean, I've done it myself over the years. I've seen the pluses and I've seen the negatives. So, I mean, it just depends on what your mindset is. Again, it's nothing wrong with having it as a portion of your investment. Just keep in mind, no one going into it, there are pluses and minuses, just like everything else.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes the negatives here cost you a lot more time and effort.
And that's why it's nice to be able to sit down with someone who can point out some concerns that you may not have thought of so that when you dip your toe in, and as with all new avenues, it's nice to be able to dip in your toe rather than jump right into the pool with purchasing, say, 3 or 4 small properties, as it were. If you can dip your toe in, if you can get the answers that you need and find out what questions you should be asking, maybe it might be right for you. Find out one way or the other by sitting down with your local financial coach, and in your area, that would be John Kelly, by giving him a call today at 800-477-1135. Find out what options would work for you as part of your retirement plan, that comprehensive plan that looks at all of the options and strategies out there. Let's move now to Anna in Worth. Anna says, if I have a large sum of money to invest, about $300,000 from an inheritance, should I invest all of it now or spread it out over several years? I plan to retire in 5 years, and I have a 401k at work with another $300,000 in it. Okay, so a large sum of money all at once or spread out that investment over time? What do you think, John?
Well, generally speaking, I mean, if you do come in with something, I always recommend we get in right away, you know, do something with it, get it to work for you. Just depends, again, what you're going to put the money into. I have found that no matter what you do, there's nothing better than time as far as making money work for you. If you have time on your side, generally speaking, you'll do well with it. So I said, if you're talking 3 to 4 years to planning on retire, I mean, I would definitely get it into something, number one, that's safe. Number two, something you cannot lose with. And number three, something that will generate an income for you for the rest of your life, no matter what happens in the market or real estate or even in banks. So again, just understand what your goal is. And the best advice I can tell you is sit down with an advisor, come in and talk to us, and let's put a game plan in place. Let's set up an income plan and start from the basics. Start with your Social Security. Do you have a pension? What else are you going to do with retirement? Do you have a budget in place? I mean, these are all important questions that you need to sit down and get addressed before anybody can really make, you know, a good recommended solid plan for you.
A lot of this comes back to the idea that procrastination is our greatest enemy. If you're waiting until tomorrow, tomorrow could turn into next week, could turn into next year, could turn into a decade before you actually put together that plan. And by then, some of the options that were available today might be off the table. So make sure you are picking up the phone today and giving John Kelly a call. The number is 800-477-1135. All right, and we have one more email, this one from Kevin in Alsip. Kevin says, a coworker referred me to a financial advisor that he's been working with, so I went for a visit. As it turns out, the advisor recommended the exact same mutual fund to me that he recommended for my friend, even though our situations are vastly different. Is it normal for an advisor to have a quote-unquote signature strategy, or is that something I should be worried about?
Again, Kevin, I would have to see the situation. I don't know what the man recommended for you, or your friend for that matter. But generally speaking, I know for a fact a lot of advisors that work at the big firms generally get incentivized for working with a different company. Again, boilerplate stuff, there's no such thing, I believe, in this world that one thing fits all. So basically, look, what is your needs? What are your goals? And generally speaking, if it doesn't feel right to you, it probably isn't right. So there's no harm in getting a second opinion on what you're doing. It's like going to a doctor. I mean, if the doctor tells you, hey, listen, you got brain cancer and you got 3 months to live, you're probably going to go get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. But generally, you don't go back to the same person who gave you the first opinion for the second opinion. So take a step back. There's nothing wrong with, you know, taking a second look at things. Come on in. We'd definitely love to sit down with you, see what your current situation is. But again, if you're telling me that your friend's situation is totally different, again, and I don't know what your situations are, it's probably something you should take a second look at.
Well, another thing right there is that obviously, and not every single person is going to be in their own personal mutual fund. There's going to be more than one person that a mutual fund might apply to, might be right for. But make sure that you're getting the answers to your questions and finding out why it's right for you. If your financial advisor can't explain to you why he or she is recommending something, then maybe you need to be working with a different financial advisor. If you need any help getting that second look at your situation, whether Kevin, you're listening right now, or whether anyone out there is not quite sure if they're getting what they need out of their current retirement plan, you can reach John Kelly today at 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to take advantage of your weekly offer, isn't that right?
Absolutely. For the likes of Kevin out there, you know, who has these situations, if they want to come in, we'll definitely do a full income analysis for them. We'll put an income plan in place for them. You know, we'll do a Social Security maximization report. And anybody who wants to come in for an appointment, we'll also give them a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle. It answers a lot of these retirement questions that a lot of our listeners today, Kip, have been asking, you know, as far as what they need to do going into retirement. So it's a good place to start. Spend a little bit of time putting things together for your and planning for your retirement. So it's a good head start. Like I said, a lot of our listeners and clients love the book. It's great reading. It's an easy read. Come on in. We'll give a copy of the book for you. It's a number one bestseller, and it's a place to start, at least.
The number is 800-477-1135. Get the process started today by sitting down with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and putting together that retirement plan, getting your questions answered, finding out if there are questions that you need to be asking that you didn't even know were out there, and finding out about all of your options, all of the strategies that are out there, and looking at which ones programs are best for you in particular. As we say every single week, everyone's situation is different, so make sure you're getting that customized approach, that personalized attention. And the best way to get that process started is to pick up the phone today and call 800-477-1135. Sit down with John Kelly and make sure you're on the path to successful retirement. Now, we'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes. So stay with us here on the Financial Safari.